Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
The elections did not end yesterday. You still have to vote. It's on our Insta stories. Is a hot dog a sandwich? 73% of people saying no.
No.
Why not?
Yeah, it's meat between
bread.
A hot dog is a hot dog. A sandwich is like hoagie, PB&J, turkey, ham, bologna.
What's the difference?
The difference is a hot dog is a hot dog.
That's not an answer. You're just saying what it is.
No, I'm right.
If you ever shush me again with your finger out, I'm not the one.
I'm going to leave it to you two to fight it out. Hey, by the way, thank you for your comments and looking at my pictures. I got my fall pictures up. Mm-hmm. I'm Wolfman Dale on Instagram, and I got a bunch of my fall pictures up.
Yeah. You and all your listeners that are beating me.
So anyway, it looks like the little bridge picture is the one that people seem to like the best so far. I'll post some more up today. I took some good ones yesterday.
So you have a fall bridge picture. You also have a winter bridge picture. Now you have to get spring and summer and do the four-way. That is going to go viral.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that.
We'll get it on Reddit. It'll be a big thing.
Don't add Dale on Instagram at all.
Yeah. No. You got to follow me on Instagram, Wolfman Dale. You'll love the pictures. You really will. You even commented that the bridge picture was really pretty.
I did. You guys have a competition for Instagram, so on air. Chase.
He's like, how many followers you got? He's officially beat me. Username on air Chase. Be sure to follow me.
It won't last. It'll just go back and forth.
So here's how you do a competition, though. You're only giving your Instagram out at on air Chase on Instagram.
He's in front of a microphone.
At Wolf Mandel. I know, but he's like, yeah, come on, you gotta have some fight in you, Chase. At On Air Chase, at Wolf Mandel. Right. And obviously I'm the cutest one, I'm at Amy MCR.
Oh my god.
Speaking of competitions and that kind of thing, is a hot dog a sandwich? Is a hot dog a sandwich or is it not? What do you think? You can weigh in. We got a poll up.
On our Insta stories.
All right.
And 79% of people say no, it is not a sandwich. But why?
680 Wolf.
I wanted to chime in on the hot dog debate.
Yes.
Okay. Hot dogs are hot dogs. That would be like comparing a taco to a burrito. You may have some of the same ingredients, but it's all about the presentation and packaging.
So what, in your opinion, makes a sandwich specifically?
Because it's two different slices of bread. You know, you've got your meat flat out. You can walk around with a hot, it's completely different. I don't know. It's just packaging.
I can accept that.
All Mexican food is basically your shredded meat, your lettuce, salsa, sour cream, cheese, and all that, but you wouldn't call a burrito a taco.
True. What's your name?
Missy.
Missy. See, Chase, that is how you explain things. You have an opinion and a reasoning behind it. Thank you, Missy, for clarifying what Chase could not say.
Okay. Bye.
You know, this is going to open up a door and lead us down the road of who's got the best hot dog. You realize that.
Ooh. 2018 best hot dog.
Listen.
It's going to do it.
People are solving world crisis out there, but we're not here for that, okay? We are here to determine, is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show with yours truly, Amy across the way.
Hi.
And over there's Chase back from his long fishing trip where he is the champion this year in their fishing contest with your drum that was how long?
Thank you. 26 inches.
26-inch puppy drum. It was a nice one.
He caught that the first day. It's nice to go in there. You win first day, just relax.
It was scary because I was worried somebody was going to beat me, but they didn't.
But now he's written his name in Sharpie on the back of the inside of the trailer where they haul their gear.
Correct.
Nice.
It's official.
Nice.
It is.
8:37 now. We started talking this morning about, and we had a poll up. Is the poll still up, and what are the results of the poll, and whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich or not?
The poll is on our Instagram stories. If you follow us at 93.1 The Wolf on Instagram, we asked you, is a hot dog a sandwich? 79% of you say no.
Yep.
Okay, so, and Chase is in that camp where a hot dog is not a sandwich, that a hot dog is a hot dog. And several people have made the case for both. 680 Wolf's the number.
Hey, I want to chime in on the hot dog debate. So I'm thinking that a hot dog is a sandwich in the same way that a sub is a sandwich.
Yes.
The same type of bread with meat in the middle and toppings.
That's it. So overall, it's a sandwich. Then you can break it down into the genres. But overall, it's a sandwich, right?
Overall, it's a sandwich. I mean, yes, you've got different types of sandwiches. You've got, you know, the regular flatbread. You've got the paninis. You've got submarine sandwiches. And then you've got hot dogs, which are kind of like mini submarine sandwiches.
See, a man speaking with logic and reason. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, thank you.
Chris, what do you like on your hot dog?
Me, I like chili and onions.
Ooh,
the classic.
Good.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank y'all.
Right, bye.
So there's a guy who thinks that is a sandwich is the same as you have like paninis and subs and things like that are different than like a sandwich with two pieces of regular bread.
It's like the family tree. You have sandwiches and then broken down. You have hot dog, hamburger, panini. I like Chris's reasoning.
This leads us into two things. Number one, what do you like on your hot dog? I'll go first. I like chili, mustard, slaw. And I can also take some onion there too, but that's my favorite hot dog. Amy, go.
You're going to hate me.
Oh, gosh. I bet it has kale.
It doesn't, first of all. Shut up, Chase.
Uh-huh.
Second, if I eat a hot dog, but I rarely do because they're terrible
for you. I understand that. We all know. Don't go down.
Wait a minute.
Turn off my mic.
I've just turned the mic.
No, don't take my mic. No.
I want to tell you, they were debating putting a warning label on hot dogs because that's how terrible they are for you. You're not supposed to eat more than like three a year. But if I do eat one, I put mustard. I like spicy mustard on it. Okay, horseradish mustard.
So just spicy mustard.
Just mustard, Ketchup on hot dogs, disgusting. Yeah. I judge you if you do that. Spicy mustard is a guess.
Chase, over to you.
Loaded.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Whatever's on there is good for you. Yep. Drag it through the garden. Put it all on there.
That's right.
Yeah, well, not the garden. Drag us through the meat garden.
You can do onions on there for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I like these different hot dogs that have all these different toppings on
them. Gourmet hot dogs.
I like trying them. You know, Chicago is famous for their hot dogs. Now, the next thing this leads us to, unfortunately, is who's got the best hot dog?
Should we do that?
And everybody's going to have a different opinion about it. Who's got the best hot dog? You know, I always joke about this, but I'm really serious about this. One of the best hot dogs in the triad is at Dario. I'm sorry, it's the two dog combo at Dario. That's my favorite. But there's lots of great places to get hot dogs. There's Kermit's. You know, there's a lot of places.
I think we should do it.
All right. Well, we need to discuss this in a meeting and find out if this is something we should move forward with. But I knew that when we started talking about this, that this can of worms would be open.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you like chili and slaw on your hot dog, you're a true Southerner, for sure. If you like mustard on your hot dog, spicy mustard on your hot dog by itself, you're weird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.